What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. We on strike, y'all. We are on strike. When I say we, I mean the thousands of members of SAG-AFTRA, the actors union. And it's an actors union, but there are other people within SAG that aren't actors. There are broadcasters, a lot of news anchors that you guys see on TV, on local news. They are a part of SAG. Some dancers, like it's a huge union. Over 160,000 members are a part of SAG-AFTRA. If I'm not mistaken, it is the largest union in the country. But the television, film, what they call theatrical sector of the union, that is what's on strike. So TV, film, when you think about entertainment in that regard, we strike in. So a little background, because I know a lot of you probably have been seeing the news, and I've talked about the writer strike before, and I've given some high points. So for the sake of having some knowledge, in case you having conversations with your friends and family and they talking about it, just so you can be armed with some like basic information, I'm going to kind of highlight what's happening, the importance, and what we think is going to come of all of this. So as you all know, the Writers Guild of America went on strike months ago. The Directors Guild also had the opportunity to go on strike because their contract expired as well, but they made a deal with the AMPTP and did not go on strike and stand in solidarity. It was important, though, that, well, we would have hoped that they would have, because that would have been the first time in history where potentially all three unions striked at the same time. SAG has not been on strike since maybe a couple of years. The largest one, the most notable one that people remember, is around 2008. Because y'all remember when Girlfriends kind of just stopped and it just abruptly ended when shows got bad. That was the writer strike. But SAG, that's a different story. And I stand corrected. SAG hasn't been on strike. It wasn't 2008. That was just WGA. I forget the last time SAG was on strike, but it's been a minute. So essentially, what people are asking for, by people, I mean actors. There is a lot going on with the changing landscape of television. Y'all remember back in the day, you would just get all of your entertainment on network and cable television. But then here come the streamers. So contracts were structured around network and cable television, meaning if a show aired on a network, you would get set amounts for filming those TV shows and those movies. Then you would get set amount for residuals. There was a way to track it. Reruns, you knew how many viewers there were. There was a way to put your arms around the actual numbers and what you were going to get so that the creators were compensated for their work. But within the contracts, there was no real protection about or around how big streaming has gotten. So now let's say I film, and I'm going to give this example again. Let's say I'm on Abbott Elementary and my contract is situated around, you know, what I make for to be aired on network TV. Abbott Elementary does bigger numbers and has a bigger reach on Hulu. Those actors, those writers, those directors, the people behind that do not get an equal or fair amount of compensation based on how many people are watching it on the streamers. So that's where the disconnect, one of the big disconnects is. Because back in the day, when I first got to LA, I would always have conversations with older actors where they would TV film a commercial. And they would always talk about the glory days of residuals. right? Back in the day, they would be on a show in the 90s and they were still living comfortably off the residuals from those shows in the 80s. I knew commercial actors who would book one commercial, and that was when they would run the same commercial for a year or two. Because think about it, y'all remember that, like when we were kids, the Skip It commercial? That Skip It commercial ran for years. Those actors made money for years. Those residuals, the usage, all of that. So older actors will always be talking about how they were able to afford their house in Burbank or Toluca Lake off of some show that they booked back in the day. So you used to be able to make a living and to be able to take care of your family off of acting work. But we know now, thank you to like people like Viola Davis, who has been loud and talking about this for the last couple of years, there is only, I would say, 1% of actors who are considered wealthy actors. In order to qualify for health insurance for SAG-AFTRA, you have to make $26,000 in acting money per year. The majority of actors in the union, around 86%, do not make enough money per year to qualify for health insurance. I'm going to say that again. 86% of actors don't even make $26,000 per year in acting money. So when y'all be hearing about people still waitressing and working jobs and they be acting and you be bumping into people and be like, didn't I see you on TV? Why are you working a job? Because they don't make enough. That's just the business. The difference is when you do book a gig, what you get from that ain't even able to put a dent in nothing, especially with inflation and the cost of living, because we're required to live in this city now. That's another aspect of it. We're also fighting against or fighting for the unknown around artificial intelligence, AI. AI has been a huge part of this conversation because word on the street is that studios are planning to replace writers with artificial intelligence. They are planning to take one performance of an actress and repurpose that in many different genres, many different television shows in perpetuity, which is for a lifetime, without paying or compensating that actress for using their likeness. Because we don't know where AI is going, they're trying to SAG. We're trying to put tight language within the contract that protects us the same way we would have hoped we would have been able to do with streaming, but we just didn't know what was coming. So SAG has looped in different AI experts, different consultants to try to create and craft some language that protects us initially. But again, they rejected all of those deals and they're just not buying it. So where we are, we're striking. Floating around social media is a document that has what we SAG went to the studios with and their responses. And when you look at that document, you can pretty much tell they had no intention of negotiating or coming to some type of fair deal based on the things that they came back with and some of the things that they were negotiating. They were reluctant to agree to having hair and makeup people on set that were skilled in working on all types of hair. To us, that sounds simple, but in case y'all didn't know, and I may not have ever said this on Black News, every Black actor in LA, whether you work in a film, TV, or commercials, we come to set with our hair done. Because most times you come to set, they tell you, wash your hair and have your hair freshly washed when you come to set. Now, if you're Black girl and you have your hair freshly washed, you guaranteed to get there and nobody knows how to style your hair, because hairstylists, they don't book the Black stylists or white stylists that know how to do Black hair. So we have to wake up earlier than most. If your call time 6 a.m., guess what time we got to wake up? 3 o'clock, because we have to do our hair and make sure that it's camera ready, drive to set and be prepared, because we don't know what to expect. We've been complaining about this for years. They finally reluctantly agreed to something as simple as that in the contract. So stuff like that alone tells me what they're aiming for. Another thing, and I'm going to keep going on and on and on, I'm just trying to get you the highlights that was kind of jaw-dropping and tells you where we are headed. Background or extras get paid per day, 8-hour day, they get a certain rate. The studios were trying to get it to a point where a background actor would be scanned. They would do one day of work. They would never be asked to come back, and they'd be able to, the studios, be able to use their likeness in perpetuity for a lifetime indefinitely without compensating them each time they are inserted into a show or a movie as a background actor. That's where we are. So what do I think? I think we are in for a long strike. I think this gonna get ugly. I think it's gonna get really ugly. Because it seems like people aren't willing to meet the actors or the writers halfway. And there is so much space in between coming to common ground. So honestly, and because there was a couple articles that came out in the rags, well, we call them the rags, but they're like Variety and Deadline and so on, actors publications and entertainment publications, that they interviewed some executives, and they were basically saying that they're going to hold out and wait long enough for people and creatives to start losing their houses and being homeless until they decide to make a deal. So they're trying to starve us out. Basically. So I think it's going to be a long road. It's a lot of actors out of work. There's a lot of writers out of work. And when actors on strike and writers on strike, that means set designers, lighting, sound, mixers, key grips, hair, makeup, costumers. That means the coffee shops and the restaurants near all of the studios where people go for lunch or order takeout. Those going to be suffering. LA as a whole going to be suffering because the majority or a large chunk of this economy is Hollywood. And if actors and the writers are shut down, you're not making nothing but reality TV. And that means that everybody about to be poor. This whole town about to be in the hole. So it's inspiring, and we have to do it. Just know when you see your actor friends and your writer friends, it's help them in any way you can. Luckily, I'm good. I'm one of them entertainers. I always kept me a job. Okay. I have anxiety at this point, and I cannot be wondering where my next check going to be coming from. I tried that. I tried to have periods where I was just entertainment full time, and it gave me a stomach ulcer. Okay. I couldn't do it. But again, support the entertainers. Now for y'all at home, people were trying to say, were asking if they should get rid of all of their streaming platforms. No. From what I'm hearing, that is not a good move at this time, because streaming platforms, networks, they want to be able to use the argument of the numbers aren't reliable. So we can't really agree to give residuals because they're up and down. They fluctuate so much. So we don't want there to be a mass exodus off of these platforms because they might use it against us. But again, just support and stand in solidarity, because actors ain't really out here making money like that. Unless you Meryl Streep and them, they ain't got it. I will say, for y'all's sake though, it's about to be a raggedy fall lineup for TV. It's going to be nothing but Bachelorette, The Bachelor, The Golden Bachelor, Judge Steve Harvey, America's Got Talent, America's Got Talent Reloaded, America's Got Talent 2.0, The Voice, The Voiceless, Full of Voice, Voice on Fire. I'm talking about, it ain't going to be nothing but reality TV, because they not striking. Similar how the back around 2008 and them, there was a lot of reality TV, The Flavor of Loves, Charm School, all of those. Reality TV beefs up around this time, but because we as Americans have gotten so used to having all of this content, it's about to be a cold winter. So that's where we are. If y'all have specific questions, feel free to hit me up on social media. I'm happy to answer anything that I know. I will be out on the picket lines whenever I can get out there. It's hot out here in LA, so we're going to be pacing ourselves and try not to be passed out on the curb in front of Warner Brothers, Netflix, Paramount, CBS, Disney, and so on. But they about to get this work because, again, there's thousands of actors on in LA and New York and other cities around the country. And people ready. We're ready. We out here to come and get it. So stand in solidarity with us. I appreciate all of y'all who've reached out or seen my post on social media and have thrown up the Black Power fist. I appreciate it. And again, just love on y'all entertainer friends because shit about to get real. Hit me up and let me know your thoughts about it. You can find me at Kenelia on social media. So for this next topic, I want to talk about the situation surrounding the kidnapping and the rescuing or safe return of Carlethea Carly Russell. She was is a young woman, I believe around the age of 25-ish, who was kidnapped in Alabama for 48 hours and returned. And I'm going to start the conversation off about giving a synopsis, but I'm going to eventually ease into people on social media being the worst people ever. Just being the worst of the worst. Okay. So Carly Russell, and this is, I'm just, you know, piecing all of this together. I read a bunch of articles, watched a bunch of, you know, news stories and so on. Carly Russell left work, stopped at a restaurant, got back in the car, was on the phone having a conversation with someone when she saw on the side of the road a young toddler walking alone. She called 911, and again, this could be in the wrong order, but y'all get the gist of it. She called 911, let them know what she saw. Then she called her sister-in-law, got on the phone with her, and also was telling her what was going on. Carly pulls onto the side of the freeway, the road, gets out while she was still on the phone and tries to ask the baby for help. There then was, like, I believe, screaming or some noise, tussling. Carly drops off the phone, off the call, and disappears, vanishes. Police came. They found no toddler. They found Carly's wig, her phone, her Apple Watch, and her purse still in the car or on the scene. She was gone. They pulled up camera footage, traffic footage, tried to get people to call in. It was up to a $50,000 reward for any information. Her family was posting on social media. We reposted. We were all up in arms trying to figure it out because y'all know when Black girls go missing, don't nobody say nothing. Joy Reid even chimed in and commented on the brother's post to say she want him on the show on first thing Monday morning to talk about this because we need to get the word out. 48 hours later, the news broke that Carly was returned home. I don't know if she was dropped off, if she walked home. All we know at this point, according to reports, is that she had made a statement. Her family got on the news, her mom and dad, and her boyfriend was posting on social media saying that she had to fight for her life to get back. She distraught. They took her to the hospital for examination, and there's a pending investigation right now. First, I am so glad that they found that girl and that she is back. When I hear all of these stories about these missing Black girls and there not being enough news outlets covering the story or family and friends that just don't know what to do and they just get lost and never found, that to me is some of the worst shit that I hear because Black girls they just ain't safe. And they just, if a Black girl go missing, it probably won't make the news. It just won't. And we know that. Which is one reason why, and I'm going to pause there. I believe that Carly was actually kidnapped and abducted. They're going to have to show me otherwise to make me believe anything else. And it is not my job to challenge that as a viewer. If something, let's say something did happen and there's some shady business going on. I believe in God and I believe in karma and I believe in what goes around comes around. So if that's the case, whoever is in on the inside job, they're going to get dealt with. That is not our job to play the executioner. What's going to happen, going to happen. So I'm going to be on the side of thinking and believing them. And this is why. It to me is not shocking. It's shocking and not shocking that she would be kidnapped and returned 48 hours later, because you can't move a girl who is all over the news. Whether they abducted her for trafficking, sex trafficking, whether they abducted her for sexual assault, regardless of what their reasoning was, once somebody hit the news and once somebody is all over social media, you can't move that girl. You can't sell her. You can't move her from place to place. You can't travel with her. You can't fly. You can't drive nowhere. You can't stop at the gas station. You can't do anything. Ain't nobody about to be paying money to sex traffic a girl who is all over the news. Which is, again, why more news outlets and more people need to be screaming and yelling and having access to these types of resources when their friends and family get kidnapped. Because again, once somebody hit the news like that, you can't do nothing with them. You can't. But my problem is, again, people challenging this and saying that they lying. What if she was? So what they got to do with you? People were so into, we got to find black women and protect her. She got to woo, 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 woo. And as soon as we pray, we got to pray. And as soon as our prayers were answered, the same people, something fishy. Why they not giving us all the details? When there's a kidnapping, a robbery, a murder, a rape, an assault, I think because we watch so much TV and we watch The First 48 and Law and Order SVU, we forget how actual police work goes. If Carly was kidnapped and returned, in what world would the police, lawyers, or any authorities advise her or anybody to get on TV or social media, Facebook, and be telling all the fucking details? In what world does that even make sense? If you're trying to find the bad guys, you don't get on news outlets or on social media and tell all the information that you have about the bad guys. Why? Because they still probably trying to find and track down the bad guys. What world does it happen where she return home and the first thing she do is grab her phone and hop on Facebook and like, yo, it's your girl Carly back in the building. They had me down, but I ain't locked down. They tried to hold me down, okay? But God, in what world would she do that? And in what world do we feel like we deserve that immediate feedback? I just want us to process that and to think about that as human beings, as the consumer. I just want us to think about that as the consumer. So regardless of what happened to her, I believe we will find out. I believe the information will come out, but we just gonna have to wait and see. We are not owed anything. You posting on Facebook, prayers up for Carly, does not mean that now you Detective Stabler and Olivia and you are supposed to be first person on the crime scene knowing all of the information. That's just not what it means. So in summary, because I'm fussing now, I'm so happy she's back, and I'm so happy that, like they said, she fought her way back to them. I'm glad for whatever she had to do to get back. And just for our safety, there are some tips, right? I don't know if these are accurate and or still valid, but this is some things that I heard that try to keep us safe. One, always keep your damn head on a swivel. Two, we can't get out the car and help people. If we're going to help somebody, we got to kind of pull back. Don't pull up on the scene. Help from a distance. Keep the door locked. Maybe even then somebody can roll up on you with a gun and have you get out the car. So be careful when you are out here helping other people, because it could be a setup, especially as a woman. If you kidnapped, people keep saying this all over social media, and I think I saw this on some type of TV show, don't let them take you to the second location. If you get to the second location, that's pretty much it. I saw some other like true crime show when it was talking about being kidnapped, leave some DNA. Pee on yourself. And if you're in somebody's car, pee on yourself. If your hands are behind your back and you have long hair, tilt your neck back to see if you can try to pull some of your hair strands out and leave them in or on the seats. Tuck them into the crevice of the seats. Spit. Leave some type of bodily fluid. If you have nails, break your nail and tuck it into the seats of the car that you are in. Leave your DNA behind. That way, if they find the car, or if they don't, or if they try to burn up the car, anything, there is some evidence that you were in there. Leave your DNA behind. And then also, you have to fight. You have to fight. Most likely, and this is unfortunate, when you get kidnapped or taken, you may have the mentality that they're probably going to try to kill me anyway. And if that is the case, then you need to go down fighting. Scratch, get DNA under your fingernails, pull hair, kick, scream, do whatever you need to do, because again, the odds at that point wouldn't be in your favor. You just need to make sure that whoever is looking for you has ways to figure out what happened to you. Now, these can be completely off base, but it's some validity in some of those. And again, I'm no expert. I'm just going off of stuff that I've seen and heard over the years. But we, at this point, we got to do what we got to do to make sure that we watching our own back and each other. Because if a girl can see a baby walking around in a diaper and she call, pull over for help and see if he need assistance, and that is now a setup they using babies to lure people in, we just ain't safe out here, period. So watch over yourselves, okay? What do y'all think about this? Do y'all think Carly's telling the truth? Do y'all think she's lying? Do y'all think it was a setup? How do you feel about the overall situation with this particular case? Hit me up and let me know your thoughts on social media. Addendum, child. I had to, y'all, I'm on recording from the car. Okay. Addendum, forget everything that I just said. They said Carly is lying. Forget everything that I just said in the segment before this. They said on the news that Carly is lying. The detectives came out and said she was Googling the movie Taken, how to steal money off the cash register, how much it costs for an Amber Alert. They saying it wasn't no kid. They saying she was lying. They didn't say that in plain terms, but y'all, she lying. They said she lied. Forget everything I said. I am so, hey, forget it. We are still waiting for the facts, and I'm going to have more information on next week's episode. I'll do an update on the podcast about the happenings, because when this drops, there's still stuff going on. But as of now, forget everything I just said. Y'all, she lying. They said she lying. And this still doesn't negate for the fact that we still need to stand up for black women who are missing black women and girls. But for, as far as her, they said she, AKA, y'all, they calling her big sister fabricated. I just, y'all, to be continued and more updates next week on black news. But as of now, it sounds like Carly, her kidnapping was a hoax. So TBD. On this week's episode, we talked about the SAG-AFTRA strike, what the actors, what we're fighting for, what's on the table, what's in store, and what you can do as viewers and supporters to support the overall cause. We also talked about Carly Russell's kidnapping and now her recent return and all of the circumstances surrounding this particular case. Hit me up on social media with your thoughts about All or None, and I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for
sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars, and leaving a comment. It helps more than you know, so I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black news with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kenelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kenelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also, check my website. I got some shows coming up in a Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kenelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time, same time, same place. Bye.